Imagine your logo stops a scroll dead in its tracks. The thumb freezes, the eyes lock, and an impulse to click builds before the person even knows why. Research tells us color can increase brand recognition by as much as 80%, and when used as a conversion lever, it nudges people toward action. Today, we're going to turn that into a repeatable playbook, how to craft, test, and scale a brand color system that attracts attention and drives conversions. We'll cover the foundation, the why, and your brief to palette workflow, the hands-on tools and low-tech tests you can run today, and a real-world case study that shows measurable results. Stay with me. Your sketchpad, phone camera, and a willingness to experiment are all you need. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy. In each episode, we'll dive deep into the art of crafting logos that don't just mark a brand, they ignite one. Today, we're focused on color systems that do marketing work. We'll walk through three main beats: foundation, tools, and real-world application. Grab your favorite pen. Let's get started.
Segment 1. Foundation. Why does color matter for marketing? Start with this. Color is a fast path communicator. It signals mood, positions a product, and primes expectation before a single word is read. When a client asks for something trustworthy or something playful, color begins to answer that immediately. So the brief is step 1. Ask 3 crisp questions in every brief. Who are we talking to? What do we want them to feel? And where will this color live? Those answers determine contrast needs, saturation limits, and cultural considerations. At MG Wallace, we break a palette into intent first, brand promise color, functional UI color, and accent action color, then test those roles in context. Let me give you 2 studio examples. Example 1, a boutique coffee roaster needed premium perceived value without alienating everyday buyers. We landed on a deep, warm green as the brand core. It reads artisanal and sustainable, paired with a muted gold for premium cues and a bright orange accent for calls to action. The palette let packaging stand on shelves and boosted social engagement by helping photography pop against a consistent brand field. Example 2, a local fintech startup wanted approachable trust. We chose a mid-blue core with a friendly coral accent and a soft neutral system for backgrounds. The coral accent drove higher click demand on promotional banners because it contrasted the calming blue and created urgency without loudness. Both wins came from choosing color roles, not just pretty hues.
Segment 2, tools and tactics. This is the hands-on playbook you can run today. Think of a color system as 3 layers: core, support, and accents. Core is your anchor, 1 or 2 dominant brand colors. Support are neutrals and utility tones for backgrounds and copy. Accents are your action drivers, buttons, badges, and promos. Start by building a swatch tile for each role and label it with function, hex, and recommended use cases. Audio-friendly test. Try this. Read a short line describing your product in a warm tone. Then read it again and imagine swapping the descriptive word for a color word. If the color word changes the emotional weight, your hue is doing real work.
Accessibility checks are non-negotiable. Contrast ratios matter, aimed for 4.5 to 1 for body text and 3 to 1 for larger type, and test color pairs against both light and dark backgrounds. If you're working audio first, describe these checks out loud while you test. This blue on white reads crisp and authoritative. This same blue on a pale gray loses punch. A simple low-tech method. Print swatches, take photos on multiple phones, and glance at thumbnails in your camera roll. If the accent disappears at thumb size, it won't convert on ads. For rapid testing, set up 2 identical landing tiles with the same copy and layout, change only the CTA color, and run a lightweight A/B check. Even a 1,000 impression sample can reveal directional lifts.
One more tactical note. Naming colors helps teams. Call a hue promise teal or action coral and tie it to behavior. Use action coral for primary CTAs. It must never be used as a background. Naming enforces rules and reduces accidental misuse as the system scales across designers, devs, and printers.
Imagination break. A 1 minute exercise. Ready? Pick 3 colors near you right now. Something from your pen, your mug, and your screen. Close your eyes and imagine each applied to a poster for your favorite product. Which color makes you reach for the product? Which color makes you scroll past? Open your eyes and jot a single word next to each color. Trust. Energy. Quiet. That one word association is gold. It becomes your emotional map for the palette. I'll give you a 30-second silence to do that.
Segment 3. Real-world application. Let's walk a case study. Retail signage, e-commerce, and print. We deployed a high-contrast core color on wayfinding signs to stop foot traffic, a softer core for product pages to reduce cognitive load, and a saturated accent for promotional tags and physical stores. Results? In-store dwell time increased, and online we tracked a double-digit increase in add-to-cart clicks on pages using the new accent color for primary CTAs. How did we run that test? We kept layouts identical, tracked CTR and conversion with the same copy, and ran a 2-week A/B window while controlling for traffic source. When you present this to a client, frame it as hypothesis, test, learn. We expect accent X to lift CTR by Y percent because of contrast and perceived urgency. Here's the data. Clients respect measurable thinking.
When scaling, create a simple color rules page in your design system. Do's and don'ts, hex and CMYK equivalents for print, and phone photo swatches for quick checks. Provide downloadable swatch sheets via mgwdstudios.com/submit so clients and vendors use the exact tones. Little governance prevents big drift over time. Key takeaways, quick bullets to file away. First, always start with the client's story. Brief for behavior, not just aesthetic. Second, build your palette by role, core, support, accents, and test contrast in real contexts. Third, run lightweight A/B tests and ship governance, clear names, rules, and downloadable swatches so the system survives real-world use. 2 subtle CTAs. Test 1 new palette rule this week on a live thumbnail or social ad and register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to grab our palette templates and swatch sheets.
Closing. And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparks something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Next episode, we'll explore typography systems that scale across brands. Small details, big impact. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly. Connect creatively.